Blog Talk Radio.
Look at somebody and say, I'm a friend of God. Saying you can't do anything about it.
Oh,
be your friend, and the fact that you call me friend is so amazing and so beautiful. We are all so grateful for that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for blessing us. This is Wardell Potts Jr. for Soul Art Records Radio, and we just want to say hello to all our friends around the world. May God bless you and keep you, and I hope all is well for you, and if it's not, you know, we are all tuned into the right place right now, and that is Jesus, not anything else but Jesus and our Savior, because he is the one that gives us hope. If you choose hope, then you choose God. As our brother Greg so eloquently wrote on the flyer today, you know, it is truly a blessing to be able to be hopeful. It is something that really drives us, and it brings us together. But we'll get into that as we go. But right here and right now, I just want to make sure I greet all my friends. I want to say hello to my friends here in the United States. Much love to you guys. Love you so much, and I just pray that you are well and safe. To my friends in South Africa, love you much. To my friends in Italy, God bless you. To my friends in Greece, which is my friend Chris Galakis. Hey, brother, God bless you, Chris. Hope everything is good up there. I see you, your daughter, and your son are traveling, and that's basically where you're from, so you're back home. But you live in South Africa now, so that's a good friend of mine that owned the record company in South Africa, and I went out there, and I stayed there for 9 months producing for his label. So much love, Chris, and God is so good. You know, my friend was going through it real bad and thought it was over. He was given so much time to live, but God has blessed him due to his faith and hope. He kept hope alive, and God blessed him in the storm. And he is on the other side of it now, and he is looking good. You know, and it's that big C word, cancer, can be very devastating for a lot of us. So if any of our friends are going through that right now, we want to say we're so sorry that, you know, that it found its way to you. But, you know, we all will have our turn. Everybody gets their turn sooner or later, right? And so that's why it's important for those who are healthy, to like nurses and doctors and those people, not just them, but the ones on the outside, to help to take care of them, because one day we will be in their place. And they, you know, we just pray and hope that they will take care of us and love us as well. So if we're hoping that we're going to be taken care of, then we know the right thing to do is to take care of others that are hurting, that are scared, that are going through something that's so uncomfortable. And, you know, give them, see, they can see Jesus' light in you. You give them hope through you. Let Jesus use you as a vessel. Let him use, that's why we're here, to bless one another. But we are here to bless each other. Oh, thank you, God, for being who you are. Jesus, we love you. And we ask right now in your holy name, Father, that you just bless and touch the bodies of our friends that may be going through something like cancer or any kind of dementia, any kind of disease, mental disease, physical disease, you know, psychological disease, anything that will destroy them, Father. But we just ask for your special blessings over them right now. Fix them, Father. Heal their body. Let their faith show you that they really believe that you are there and you will do your thing. Show them, Father, that faith is all it takes. Just a mustard seed of faith will bless you so big. And so, Father, we thank you so much for giving us this opportunity to be able to come to you right now. We thank you for being who you are. Thank you for picking us up and loving us despite who we are. We are so grateful for your love and your mercy and your grace. Father, thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your love. Out of faith and hope and love, Love is the most powerful one. Love is the most powerful. So please, my brothers and sisters, love on Christ. Love him back, for he loved us first. Give him the opportunity to bless you right where you are. Let him love you back. He wants to love you so much, but you have to give him permission and turn your life, turn your heart, turn your spirit over to him and let him, just let him in. Let him in and you'll start to see it. You'll start to see it. I promise you, you'll start to see it because we've witnessed it. I've witnessed it myself in my own life. And like I said, there's times when I was just trying so hard to figure out, okay, so I'm a trusting God. God's going to make sure things happen. And I had to convince my wife, God's got this. Don't worry, God's got this. And then boom, all of a sudden there was a check at my door. I was like, well, where did that come from? I don't even know the company that sent it to me. And I was like, whoa, he is so faithful. I'm just telling you, he's so faithful. He's so good. It's so real. And I'm just so blessed because of my relationship with him. So all the things that I ask, Father, we ask it in Jesus' name, in Jesus' mighty name, that you bless my brothers and sisters right where they are. We thank you so much for everything that you do. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, I want you guys to just, you know, I hope you remember this song when you're young. I do, at least when I was young. I was a little young guy, and my dad was the pastor of the church, and I remember, you know, this song as a kid, and a lot of my friends, when they hear this song, they go, oh, I remember that song. I'm going to play you a little bit of it, okay? But just remember these words. Here we go.
There's a name
bring it down, bring it down.
Or the source of a reason for such a hope.
in contemporary usage that we use hope, we don't seem to put an emphasis on the expectation component of hope. You know, we say just simple things. I hope it doesn't rain. I hope the Warriors win the game. We're still looking to a desired end, but we don't stake our life on whether or not it happens, because the thing hoped for is kind of uncertain, you know, in our minds here in a contemporary society. It might be a remote possibility, you know, like I'm going to hope I win the lottery. But if we look at biblical hope, it is much more emphasis. It's not as flimsy. We don't want to be separated from Christ and have no hope, because biblical hope is different in the Bible. It's a certainty. It's a confident expectation that we have for what God will do in the future based on past faithfulness and promises. It is steadfast. It's certain because of who God is himself, and that his word is always trustworthy. He's always a reliable source, a reason for us to have hope. Again, it is steadfast. And we base it on God's own integrity, and that, you know, God made the promise to bless Abraham and all of his descendants. And it was really a long time past when Abraham and Sarah were to have children. Yet this hope that he had was not wishful thinking. He trusted in the one who could deliver, and the one who could deliver did. Because biblical hope is hope in God and his promises. Even though we may not have seen the complete fulfillment of the promises, it's a hope that we know is dependable. It's an anchor for our soul. It is strong. There is a hope which we can stake our lives on, and that's the biblical hope that is talked about throughout the Bible, in both the Old Testament and the New Testament. Even from the beginning, though, God's people had been a people of hope, all the way from, you know, the descendant of Adam and Eve would be born, who would crush the head of the serpent, which is discussed in Genesis, to the promise of land in Canaan. For Abraham descendants, promise of David. You know, there's so many different things in the Old Testament and also in the New Testament that talks about the promise that would be fulfilled. So we have to walk in the willingness of, by God's promises, not by circumstances. And we have to persevere in hope, which is what Hebrews talks about. But when we talk about today, the hope in God is to make God the object of our hope, which is what Psalms tells us, 39:7. We place our trust in his promises and his ability to fulfill them. Among other things, this could include trusting God to raise us from the dead and to give us life forever, which we hear throughout the Bible, Acts, Corinthians, Titus. We can trust God to give us a share in his glory, as we did here in Romans 5. We trust God to redeem all of creation from ruin, such as what we read in Romans 8. Because trust, in the biblical sense, is not passive. You are persevering in faithful obedience to God, which is what Hebrews talks to us, because trust itself leads to action. If we trust God, we'll act on his word, which is what Matthew 7 tells us to do. We hope in him, and that means that we take all the commandments very seriously. And we think about another aspect of hoping in God. It causes us to adopt a long-term perspective. It's future-oriented. People who do not hope for what they already have, the Bible, you know, makes it very clear that God's promises will be fulfilled over the course of history and even into eternity. But we don't look at just the present. So hoping in itself in God makes us engage at the present in light of the future in eternity. So we cannot just live for today, because when we talk about biblical hope, it lengthens our perspective. It frees us from just getting all hung up on, you know, insignificant things like, who's going to win the next game. It allows us to focus our energy on the things that are going to last forever. It also redirects us from a life that can be based on greed and short-term gains to a life that's one of purity and faith and love. It helps us face our trials with promises that God gives us. It frees us to live for what is really true and not just changing the circumstances. It's an anchor for our minds, our emotions, and the will. In a world and sea of constantly changing values, which we certainly see today, constantly changing standards and the expectations that we have in modern life, God's hope is steadfast. So I'd like to read for you. I'm sorry I did not do what Wardell told me to do, to let you know we were going to be reading in 1 Thessalonians today. So everyone, grab your Bible. I get a chance to have paper and pencil if you want to write down anything. But you'll find this whole talk of love and steadfastness in Thessalonians in the first chapter. That first verse, because that first verse is just the introduction. It does say, you know, we want to have grace and peace. But it really starts talking about faith and hope as we get into verse 2. So again, that's 1 Thessalonians. I hope you had time to grab your Bible or a piece of paper to take notes, if you like. We give thanks to God always for all of you, constantly mentioning you in our prayers, remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers, loved by God, that he has chosen you because our gospel came to you not only in word, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction. You know what kind of men we proved to be among you for your sake, and you became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you received the word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. Not only has the word of the Lord sounded forth from you in Macedonia and Achaia, but your faith in God has gone forth everywhere, so that we need not say anything. For they themselves report concerning us the kind of reception we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. I think it's really important to hear this whole chapter as it talks about hope and steadfastness, and knowing how important it is that we don't get caught up in today's world of politics and idols and, you know, people who think there are many gods, people who think there's aliens coming to earth. We need to think about God and his Son that he sent to us, that he raised, so that he can deliver us for, what did I say? The wrath to come. Because we know in this world, and we can see it right now, the world's different. And the world's pretty mixed up and crazy right now. And there will be wrath to come. Will it be in our lifetime? Our children's lifetime. But we know that it's going to come, and it could be nearer than what we ever realized. So we need to know that you've got to believe in Jesus, that God raised Jesus from the dead, because he is the one who delivers us from the wrath to come.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much for following the Spirit of God as opposed to me. That was good, and we appreciate you reading that. What was the scripture that you read again, just for those who may not have?
Again, it's 1 Thessalonians in the New Testament. In terms of the long scripture I read, but there are so many references. You know, get out your Bible and look up hope. And you can find that it is countless different references in the Bible about hope. You know, I used a couple of different Bibles to kind of prepare for today. And, hope is talked about all through the Old Testament and, you know, in the New Testament. It's there for us to grab because that's what we have to grab onto in the past and especially, I think, now in the present.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Kayla Potts. We appreciate you coming on and blessing us with that. And we just want you to know that you are a blessing. And we appreciate you very much. I want to just share now just a couple more things here. I just want you guys to know, like, okay, it seems like for, like, when we're younger, like, we are more faithful when we're younger, when we're little kids, and we're like, that's why God loves he loves kids because he can see that they just move based on just love and happiness and faithfulness and hope, and they have all these things. The world has not tarnished their views of everything, and so so when you're young, you just you tell your child, look, do this, and then this will happen, and do this, and then this will happen, and then they okay, and they just believe. Like with nothing in that, there's nothing that's tarnishing their belief. They just believe. It is so beautiful because when you just believe, now you leave no room to just interrupt what you believe is going to happen. Right? And so when you believe like that faithfully, when you believe faithfully, faithful things happen to you. You get blessed. Like me as a young man, when I was so young, I remember I this book is coming out soon, but I wrote and I said, you know, I heard something. I heard a sound that triggered me. I was like, oh, what is that? What is that? It was drums. And it triggered me. I was like, oh. And I ran up the street and I sat there and listened to this guy. His plan and his band was playing. And then he let me in to his house so I could see the equipment. And the drums just triggered me again. Like, oh, I just love the way they looked. I remember as a young man, I was only like around 10 or 11 or 12. And I saw these things and just captivated me. And then I remember going home and I walked in the house and bam, the Jackson 5 was on TV. And for the first time I saw them on Ed Sullivan's show and I go, ooh, that's what I want. I want to do that. And so this is what I want to say. This is what my point is. Okay, because I just, for the ones that don't know who I am as a musician, I became a professional musician, a professional drummer. But anyway, getting back to the story now, what happened is that at that point, when I decided that's what I wanted to be, I started going for it. I decided that's what I wanted. And my hope, right? My hope. I hope I can do this. I hope I can be a good drummer. I hope I could be the best drummer in Philadelphia. I hope that my parents will help me. I hope my dad will help me get a drum set. I hope my sisters and everybody will be proud of me. I was hoping that this was going to be a good thing. And it did turn out to be a good thing because there was nothing blocking my hope. There was no negative thoughts. Oh, no, that's not going to happen. It was just all about me being optimistic, me believing that that it's going to happen. I didn't have a relationship with God like, you know, the adults did, but my dad was a pastor, and so I didn't know about God, but I just was just so innocent and so hopeful. And when you have hope, when you keep hope alive, things happen in your life. I hoped that I would become a drummer. I hoped that I would get the opportunity to be on a stage like the Jackson 5, which I will be performing with them coming up in November. You know, I hoped that these things would happen. And they did come to pass because I believed and I believed and I believed. And so what I'm saying to you is don't let anybody discourage you. If you are sick and you don't feel good, or you may be going through a trial situation and you are scared, you got to keep hope alive. You got to believe that you can get better. You know, you could be in that hospital bed right now and just be scared, but keep hope alive. Don't let your experience through life darken and get in the way of hope and your faith in God. Because see, as we get older, our hope goes, it goes from the word just hope to faith. Right? Because now we've developed this relationship with the creator of the universe. And we know better now. We know better. So I want you to lean on your faith. Trust that God loves you. He loves you so much. He loves you so much that he sent his only begotten son here to bless all of us. To give all of us another chance to save us from ourselves. See, I'm telling you, I even had hope that when I was by myself and I was without a wife, I had hope that God would find me a woman. I had hope. And 10 years passed. What I'm saying to you is anytime you have hope and you want something, or faith, and you want something, prepare yourself for it to come. Don't just say, I want it, and then sit there and wait. No, you have to prepare yourself for the gift that God is going to give you. So when it comes, you're ready for it, right? And you receive it in Jesus' name. Like when I was preparing myself, well, I wanted to be the best drummer. I didn't just say it. I wanted to be. I practiced all the time. Drove everybody crazy. People in my neighborhood was going cuckoo, like, oh, that boy plays those drums too much. I was preparing myself, right? My mom would even come to home from work all day, and then she would hear me down in the basement practicing. She'd tell me, she slowed down. She heard the drums and she kept on going to my aunt's house. She didn't want to hear those drums, but I was preparing myself. I was getting ready, and I'm so grateful that my mom allowed me to continue to get ready. The same thing I did for my wife. I was preparing myself for her. I believed that God was going to give her to me. I prepared myself. So if you're sick and you're not feeling good, prepare yourself for healing. Get ready. Get ready for Christ to do miracles, because that's what he does. He's a miracle maker. And he will bless you right where you are. But you have to believe it. Okay? You may be in a situation where you're trying to get a home. You're trying to get on your own. You need to move back with your parents, or your parents will move with you. And you don't want to live with your children no more. You want to get your own. Trust in God. You'll find the right situation. He will find the right situation for you. All you need to do is get ready for it. Prepare yourself. Get ready mentally. Because God knows if you're being faithful or not. Okay? So get ready. Stay close to God. Read the scriptures. Know what he wants you to do. And get ready. And he will bless you right where you are. You got to trust him. Keep it, hope alive, keep faith alive. Okay? Thank you guys so much for tuning in today. Thank you for blessing us. Now, let's just pray. God, we love you. We love you. You are an amazing God. We thank you so much for just the words that you've given us today to just do you stand? We want to just kind of meditate on those words. We want to get it deep inside of us so that we can prepare ourselves mentally, psychologically, physically, emotionally, for the gift, for the miracles that you are going to share with us. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to come to you. Thank you for loving us that much. We do appreciate you, God, and we thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for your son. Thank you for blessing us. All these blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. God, you're good. Ah, thank you. Thank you. Kayla, is there anything you'd like to say before we move on?
Oh, am I on air right now?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Well, I just want to say that I'm blessed. I'm blessed to have you, honey. And I'm blessed to have God working in our lives. And we are so blessed in this country to have the freedoms that we have. And I pray, Lord, that everyone will stay on the right target, that we build in this country love and hope for everyone. Thank you to all of our listeners around the world. We pray that not only does this occur in our country, but in the world.
Thank you for that. And I just want everyone to know that we are all worthy because Jesus said we are. He came back for us because we are worthy. We were that one sheep that was missing from the flock. And he stopped and he turned around and he went back for that one out of 99, out of 100. He went back for his one sheep. Because that means that everyone matters. Everyone matters. All right? Right.
Honey, may I add something, darling?
Go ahead.
Can I add? Just watching TV today, I just pray for Ukraine and Lord, instill in them the hope that this will be over. They will be safe and they will be victorious in your name.
Amen. All right, guys. So, like I said, we're all worthy. Thank you again for tuning in to Soul Light Records Radio. I'm going to play a few more songs for you. And you guys are awesome. We look forward to hanging out with you in the new season, started at the end of September. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have it's going to be a little different. It's going to look very different. And I'd like to thank Greg for helping us to do that as well. All right, guys, we love you and we appreciate you here on Soul Light Records Radio. God bless all of you. Have a wonderful and blessed week and keep hope alive. And thank you for being the best part of Soul Light Records Radio. God bless you.
Be more loved than I am right now. Wasn't holding you up, so there's nothing I can do to let you down. Doesn't take a trophy to make you proud. I'll never be more loved than I am right now.
faith is lost and my hope exhausted. You will be my strength when my mind says I'm not good enough. God, you're enough for me. Yeah, I've decided I'm not giving up. Cause you won't give up on me. You won't give up on me. Your love is holding on and it won't let go. I feel it breaking out like an echo. Your love is holding on and it won't let go. I feel it breaking out like an echo. Echo with my soul. Oh, oh, oh. Soul. Oh, oh. In every season, you keep repeating promises.